But for Job, you know, it didn't really matter how much property or how many things he had, because he was happy because of his relationship with God.
而但是对约伯来讲，再多的事业，再多的钱，再多的所有的这些丰盛，其实不是让他真正开心的原因。那些其实不重要，因为重要的是在他与神的关系。
And these people that are protesting around the world today, they're thinking that if they can change the circumstances, if they can express their anger and their bitterness, then people can change the rules. We'll get rid of the police, we'll get rid of the conservative governments, we'll get rid of the churches and get rid of the white people, and then we'll be happy.
而现在的这些在这个搞社会运动的这些人，他其实是想要靠自己的力量去改变这个环境，最好不要有白人，不要有政府。不要有警察，就什么都不要有任何的规则，不要有管理，他们就可以快乐了。
Basically, what they want is anarchy. Remember that word anarchy? We have that.
They don't want rule. 他们其实想要的是无政府状态。
Yeah, and they think, you know, when we have no people telling us what to do, and everybody said sorry to us, and they've given us lots of money to pay for the bad deeds that they did to our ancestors, then we can be happy.
他们的想法就是呢，最好谁都不要来管我们，无政府状态，然后呢，最好给我们很多钱，然后来弥补我们的祖先们所受的苦。
These people do not have the capacity to be happy because their happiness is, again, it's depending on circumstances. They need a relationship with God.
所以这些人他其实并没有任何可以让他们真正喜乐的状态，因为他们是靠着环境来决定他们开不开心，而不理解说真正的喜乐是来自于跟神的关系。
And just to show you how crazy this situation has got, now they have what's called this cancel culture.See, the cancel culture is saying we need to cancel things. I'll give a couple of examples.
所以他们现在这些在搞这个运动的人呢，他们其实是在用一个取消的一个文化，就是要一样一样都不要了，他要把很多东西已经文明里面建立出来的一些东西全部都取消掉。
Okay, and it began with getting rid of the statues of the very early founding fathers that maybe kept slaves, that had slaves who were involved in slavery of some kind.
他们甚至呢，在把整个历史想要翻转，把那些美国的建国元老，那些建国的功臣们，都把他，为什么是文化大革命？就是把他们都要给否决了，推翻了。
And the latest victim of it is this man here, John Wayne.You should be familiar with him. He's a very famous Western cowboy actor from the 1950s and 60s.
而现在荧幕上的这一位呢，是非常过去1960年、50年、60年的一个大电影明星，叫约翰·韦恩。
They even named an airport after him, and this is from Orange County in Florida. Oh, California? Oh, okay, sorry.
加州橘郡的机场呢，被命名为约翰·韦恩，来纪念他。
Now this man has been recognized as one of the greatest actors in Hollywood in the last 50 or 60 years.
约翰·韦恩呢，是在被美国的电影史上认为在50-60年最伟大的一个电影明星。
And in his movies and even in his life and the interviews and things, yeah, he was always like a symbol of courage and responsibility and patriotism.
他的整个生命，在他的整个人生的这个过程中呢，他一直展现出了勇气
and responsibility,
负责的态度
and patriotism,
还有爱国心
and he's just, he was a real man, you know.
所以就是一个非常应该是很值得被尊敬的男人的形象。
Well, we wouldn't say he was a racist, but he made a comment. Now, this comment goes back like 40 or 50 years ago. It was quite a different time. But he made the statement that as long as black people are irresponsible, then the white people will be supreme, that the white people will have the power. That's really what he was saying.
他在50年前左右呢，讲过一句话。他并不是一个种族主义者，但他讲过一句话。他说，如果黑人一直是保持着不负责任的态度的话，白人就会变成比黑人要优越。
And so they're basically taking that one statement that he made out of all of these statements he made in his life and said he's a racist. Let's tear down his statue. Let's change the name of the airport.
而最近呢，整个黑人的生命也很重要的这个运动呢，却因为他的这一句话，他们全面的在否定了这个约翰·韦恩他的过去的人生，认为他是一个种族主义者，同时 甚至把他要把橘郡的这个机场的名字要改掉。
And he's proved many times he's not a racist. He's worked with black actors and stuff. And apparently he's, yeah, that's one of the few times that he made a racist statement. It's not even a racist statement, really.
而其实呢，约翰·韦恩呢，他这一辈子从来没有被当作种族主义者的。很大原因是他根本他的行为以及他跟很多黑人一起工作态度等等的都不是一个种族主义者，但是现在就因为他这一句话现在把他扣上了一个种族歧视的一个帽子。
And from what I read, he's actually been married three times and they're all to what they call Latino woman, which would be like woman from Mexico or down south of the border.
而且呢，他这辈子 结过三次婚，他的太太都是拉丁美洲人，都是墨西哥啊等等的，也都不是白人。
Yeah, but the reason they want to get rid of him, of course, is because he's white. I guess he's a symbolism of white supremacy.
而他呢，现在会被当作一个箭靶来打字，只因为他是一个白人。
But yeah, really, he's just this normal guy, and in fact, he's quite a hero, really. Like I said, he's a symbol of heroism.
而他呢，其实根本就只是一个普通人，而却又代表了某一种英雄的形象的一个人。
And that's why they named an airport after him.
所以才会有人要把他们的这个机场用他为名。
Yeah, when you name places and cities and you put up statues, these people are considered to be great people.
任何时候呢，一个城市或者是一个地方被用一个人的名字来命名的话，那一定是这个人得到全面的肯定，是大家都非常重视的一个重要的伟人。
Now cultures always change. You know, people's thinking changes, society always changes. That's the way it's always been. Actually, all the way through history, things keep changing, they come back and forwards and things like that.
而在历史上我们可以看得到，就是说人的态度对看法的确是会起起伏伏有一些变化。
Yeah, from one generation to the next. We don't think the way that our parents did, and then our children will think differently, of course.
而同时呢，一个年代哈，父母孩子们，他观念上当然是会有所改变。
But the thing is, we need to have what we call absolutes. There needs to be certain things which are unchanging, and the only thing that really is unchanging is God and His Word.
而在这些变化的世代上，总是有一件事情是应该要比较保持绝对的。而不会变的，这就是应该是我们神的话语。
And history has proven through thousands of years that any society which adheres closely to the Bible and society follows sort of biblical standards of how to live in society, how to run your family, how to run a government, for example, that society will prosper.
而且已经经由这些年来的这么多年的这个证明，就是当任何家庭社会国家是以圣经的这个教导来运作的这些组织呢，它就是会得到丰盛。
And again we see that in the United States over the last 250 years since it was founded as a nation that it has been a very prosperous, very stable society.
而就像美国这两百多年来它是以圣经立国的一个国家，所以它整个的社会的状态都是在非常富足的在向上兴盛的状态。
Because the original founding fathers, many of them are Christian or had Christian principles put into their souls from a young age.
而那些当年美国的建国元老们，他们都是非常好的这个基督徒，或者是他们有非常强烈的这个圣经的教义影响着他们的灵魂。
Yeah, and the Declaration of Independence, which began their nation, really, and then the Constitution.Are all about God. May God bless this nation and we'll follow God. And it was based on the Bible.
而不管是独立宣言或者是宪法，美国的宪法，他们都一直在的把整个国家是认为是神的祝福，而且把国家献给了神。
That constitution has been around now since 1776, actually July the 4th, so today's July the 1st, so in 3 days we'll be celebrating the, I think it's almost 246 years or something. Okay, but nearly 250 years I've had the same constitution.
而从1776年美国独立到现在，就是有了1776年就是他们的宪法被写好成为一个独立的国家，到现在将近250年的这整个过程。
It is an amazing document.
这个宪法都还是一个非常伟大的一个 文献。
And see, people are always trying to change it. The liberals are always trying to change it. They say, oh, that's not good. It's too old. We need to change this one.
而那个自由主义者呢，就一直想要去改变这个宪法。
And it could always be like in Thailand, for example, I've spent the last 25 years in Thailand. They've changed the constitution maybe a dozen times since I've been in Thailand. Yeah, it changes all the time.
而在像泰国呢，在过去25年，那个他们的泰国的宪法大概已经改了12次了。
Yeah, and a lot of countries are like that. There's a rebellion. They change the country, they change the constitution. But the constitution represents what a country believes in, really.
而一个国家的宪法呢，代表的是这个国家的一个国家的信仰。所以他们泰国就一直不断的在改变。
Yeah, but that's just one country. Most countries, actually, their constitutions won't last more. 50 years might be a long time.
那对其他的国家来讲呢，一个如果有一个国家一个宪法五十年没变的话，已经算是很长的了。But America,
it's been the same one for 250 years.
而美国呢，在过去250年来是没有改过宪法一个字。
So part of the cancel culture is to get rid of that document. They want to cancel everything related to the establishment of that nation.
所以刚刚讲到了现在的这个他们的文化，美国现在发生的文化大革命的那一些。革命者就想要把这个宪法给废除掉，这就是他们所谓的废除文化。
Now, just to show how ridiculous and how stupid people get when they get away from the absolutes, away from the truth of God's word, you know, the further away you get, the more stupid you get. That's really what happens.
这看起来真的是一个非常愚蠢的行为，因为呢，这是一个这么绝对属神的一个建国理想。而他们却想要废除它。
This is just in the news recently. Now, this company, L'Oreal, I guess it's pronounced, it's very famous. You would have heard of them before.
这个 L'Oreal 是中文叫什么？我忘记了。这个品牌大家都应该知道，很熟的 L'Oreal 哈。那它的产品的那个广告最近就有了一个变化。
Yeah, it's one of the world's biggest cosmetic companies, I guess.
这代是世界数一数二大的一个美容化妆品公司，第二大。
And they want to go with the trends of today's society.
而他们呢，想要跟随现在社会运动的潮流。
So now what they're doing is they're taking away, you see this word whitening here? This is a whitening cream. They said, we're no longer going to have the word whitening on our products.
所以呢，他们现在呢，居然想要把他们的这个美白系列的这个产品上面的文字改变。
And here you have like white perfect. Well, they have to remove that from their product.
包括右边这一瓶的这个叫做美白嘛，就是完美的白哈，这个字他们都要把它改掉。
Because we need to show our support for the Black Lives Matter movement.
他们因为他们想要对社会来表示他们对黑人生命也重要的支持。
Now I've always thought it ridiculous that people want to make themselves white anyway.
当然。每一个人都想要让自己变白，这件事情不见得是有意义的。
Now, people should be perfectly happy with whatever skin color God gave them.
每一个人应该对他的皮肤颜色是什么颜色，应该是都是上帝给的，都应该觉得非常的开心。
I know when I was a teenager, yeah, we go to the beach, and myself, my friends, and all the girls, they all want to get nice tan skin because that looks really healthy and sexy, I guess.
在 Tim 的成长的这个过程中，其实大家都是非常喜欢有这个日晒的那种咖啡色。
Yeah, so you know the white people are trying to get darker, and then the dark people are trying to get lighter.
然后呢，其实一直好像有一种状况，就是白种人想要把皮肤颜色变黑一点，然后比较黑的人希望把自己变白一点。
Okay, but that just shows that people aren't happy. You need to be happy with the skin color you've got.
所以这种事情只是表现了，就是大家总是不满意，总是不开心。照理说，我们应该为神给我们的肤色感到非常的开心。
But actually, it really doesn't matter what skin color you are, because God is looking at your soul, and He's saying, "What's going on in your soul?"
其实呢，最重要的神他在看的呢，不是我们的肤色啊，神在看的是在我们的魂里。到底有什么?
He's going to judge you. And when you get to heaven, he's not going to judge you and say, well, okay, we're going to have the white people over here and the Asians there and the black people over here. He's basically going to look at all of the thoughts and the ideas and the decisions you made in life. And that's what's going to decide whether you get those rewards or not.
而神当我们死后要去天堂的时候，我们被评估啊，这一辈子怎么样的时候，觉得神绝对不会因为我们是哪一种族的人而来评估我们，他们在评估的是我们在这个一生我们的思维是什么样的思维。
Again, you know, we see what a ridiculous thing it is. This company is trying to change the name of their products.
所以当我们在看到这个 L'Oreal 在改变它产品的描述的文字的时候，有多么的可笑的同时。
But just to show even one more step ridiculous, now we have people accusing these very famous Bollywood actors of hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy means like you say one thing and you do another thing.
我们再来看第二个有趣的奇怪的好笑的例子，就是呢，大家现在在批判宝莱坞，就印度哈的这个非常有名的明星，他的言行不一。
These are probably the two biggest actors in Bollywood. This is Priya Chopra. I forgot the name of this guy, but you know that.
Shah Rukh Khan.
This who?
Shah Rukh
Khan. Oh, Shah Rukh Khan. Okay.
这两位呢，都是那个宝莱坞，就是印度的非常有名的一个女明星跟一个男明星。
Now they got themselves in trouble.
他们两个都遇到麻烦。
They created a great sin, a great sin of hypocrisy.
哦，他们创造了一个非常厉害的言行不一的行为。
Because they were advertising these whitening products. They were making big money from these companies, paying them to advertise the products, fair and handsome. And then this, she's, I don't know what the product is, but something to make their skin lighter.
But the ads is only in India, right?
I don't know, probably.
So who will see that?
Indians.
Indians are not talking about that revolution.
Well, they are
right?
Now. It's got everywhere.
因为他们两个人呢，在都各自在广告的是一个美白系列产品，说你用了这个产品，你就会怎么样让你的皮肤多白。所以呢，现在居然连印度呢，都对这个要变白这件事情有非常非常大的一个批判。
Yeah, now I don't know when they did these ads. It could have been, you know, a year or two ago. But just recently, they've come out in support of Black Lives Matter. Say, we support Black Lives Matter.
那他们呢？这些广告呢，可能都是两三年前拍的广告了。所以他们最近呢，也站出来去支持黑人的生命，也一样重要的那个运动。所以呢，大家就说，哎，那你们之前怎么会去拍那个美白广告？所以你们言行不一。
Yeah, so this is where you see hypocrisy. See, they say one thing and do another. But the fact is, you know, now we've got people, it's their job, I guess, as journalists. This newspaper here is Cameroon. I mean, Cameroon is this tiny little country in Africa. And so now you've got some African newspaper reporter making a big issue about this.
然后这个在那个非洲的一个小小的国家的一个报纸哈，你看那个左上角的那几个字是非洲的一个国家的一个小报，就把这一件事情拿出来大做文章。
Okay, so who's right and who's wrong?
所以谁是对，谁是错？
Well, the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Sorry?
Romans 3:23, all have sinned.
好，在罗马书三章说，所有的人都是有罪的。
We all need Jesus Christ, obviously.
很明显的，我们都需要耶稣基督。
Okay, but these people like to criticize, they like to make statements, they think it's going to make them more famous. But you have to be very careful what you say in the devil's world, especially these days.
很多人呢，都希望表现出呢，他说所有事情都有影响力，但是你不要，你非常一定要小心的是，你说出来的话是什么，因为这是一个撒旦的世界。
Yeah, especially now, everything's recorded on video clips and on social media and things like that. So anything you say today, you could be saying something that's very accurate, but give it 10 more years time and you could be looked at as being very evil.
而在这个影像时代啊，你讲的什么话都会出现在影片上，在这个社交平台上面。你也许现在讲了一件事情被在现在被认为是非常正确的，但是十年后呢，你能确定你现在讲的话被录影记录下来的这些话语，在十年后是不会被人家拿来批判吗？
But if you speak the truth, you know, if you have truth in your soul and everything you say is truth, You could be persecuted, you could be even killed for what you speak because you're standing up for truth. But you have to make sure that you're on the side of truth. That's the important thing.
但是如果你讲的是真理，是真实的真理，那即使你讲出来的话造成了你被关起来或者是被处死，但这个记录它就是一个真理。
Yeah, but things like this that's going on, these social movements and cultural revolutions, we really don't have to get involved, and we should not get involved.
但是我们在这个事件中一定要学到一件事情，就是呢，所有的属于社会运动、文化革命型的这些事情，我们真的不要去碰。
When you see on the news, there's people out protesting and they're rioting even, and people getting stressed out on social media and things like this. These people are very unhappy.
任何在那些你在新闻上看到的那些抗议行为参与的人，他们其实都在一个非常不喜乐、不快乐的状态。
And our job is just to stand back, and we don't get involved, and we can let God do His judging. God is in control.
我们呢，在这种时候，就是应该往后退一步，不要再参与，让神来做他的评判。
Yeah, because these people that are out there, they're calling good evil, and they call evil good.
这些人他们基本上是在把善说成恶，把恶说成善。
But that's normal. We're in the devil's world, so we have to expect that to happen.
但是这是很正常的，因为我们就是在一个撒旦掌控的世界，就是会发生的。
And again, our responsibility is just to make sure that we know truth and that if you're thinking truth and you're speaking truth and making decisions according to truth, you're on the right side of history.
而我们要学会的就是呢，我们想要根据真理，我们说根据真理，而且我们做下定决心，决定各种决定是根据真理。
We'll stop here because we've been going for almost an hour, I think. So we'll have a 10-minute break now and then we'll come back.
好，我们休息10分钟再回来。